overcast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a wind advisory, otherwise cloudy skies, scattered rain, showers, thunderstorms, upper 70s with wind gusts at 40. Tonight, we'll continue with rain, thunderstorms in the upper 40s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, we'll continue with scattered rain, showers in the mid-50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, we'll continue with rain, lows at 41. Right now, it's 63.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Biden pushed back against Republicans who are arguing his infrastructure bill has unrelated items in it. Projects related to clean water, schools, and high-speed rail all qualify as infrastructure projects, he said. The president said when talking about making sure you're in a situation where we can redo some of the federal buildings that are just absolutely leaking energy every single day, that's infrastructure. And he said it gets to the roads, bridges, highways, and broadband. He told reporters at the White House yesterday, everyone around the world investing billions and billions of dollars in infrastructure, we're going to do it here. Biden also defended the position of his plan to hike the corporate tax rate to pay for the $2.25 trillion proposal. The Senate parliamentarian may have offered a big break to the chamber's Democrats early last night. According to a spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the parliamentarian advised that the revised budget resolution may contain a budget reconciliation instructions. That could allow Democrats to use the reconciliation process to move another bill without support from Senate Republicans. Now, while no decision had been made on the legislative path forward, the parliamentarian's opinion is an important step forward. It's a key pathway and available to Democrats if needed, the spokesman said. As Congress looks to craft an infrastructure bill this spring, corn growers say USDA's grant program to improve gasoline blender pump for biofuels should be simplified. Brian Thalman, board member of the Minnesota Corn Growers, told Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota yesterday that applying for higher blends infrastructure incentive programs can be complex. He said simplification would be helpful because, you know, there were some retailers who threw up their hands and said, don't have the time to apply for it. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's been a week since the mask mandate has ended across the state of Kansas, along with the social distancing guidelines with the COVID-19 pandemic. And for the first time, Governor Laura Kelly has responded to the lack of mask mandates in the state, saying the pandemic is not over.
Let me be the bad guy. Let me be the one who mandates it. The pandemic is not gone. The virus is not gone. It's showing up in different ways, shape, and form. We know that masks work.
That audio from KSN News. Republican lawmakers ended her mask order at the beginning of the month, saying it's time for the masks to start going away.
It's just time to get off that mask mandate, and it just sends a signal that we're with them.
In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has reported that over 30% of adults in the state have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Last week, all adults age 16 years and older became eligible for the vaccine. The state also reported no new deaths and only 354 new COVID-19 cases over the Easter weekend. Mid-America Network News.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always on your side.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/KSVaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/KSVaccine, paid for by AARP.
A former Kansas Republican Party chair wants a rematch in the 2022 race against Democrat Congresswoman Sharice Davids after losing to Davids last year. Amanda Adkins announced yesterday that she's running again for the GOP nomination in Kansas's 3rd congressional district in the Kansas City area. Adkins is a former executive with the medical information technology firm Cerner Corp. She also served as the state GOP state chair from 2009 to 2013 and is chair of the Kansas Children's Cabinet. She lost to Davids by 10 percentage points back in November of 2020's general election. Davids won the seat back in 2018 by ousting four-term GOP incumbent Kevin Yoder. In other news, Wichita police are seeking a suspect in the fatal shooting of a man on the southeastern side of the city near St. Joseph Hospital. Police say the shooting happened late last night near the front door of the hospital. Officers who were conducting a traffic stop at a nearby convenience store say a vehicle approached them with people inside the vehicle screaming for help. Police say a man inside the vehicle had been shot and that officers rendered aid, but he died from his injuries. Good American Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska has cleared a path for adults of all ages to sign up for a coronavirus vaccination, but state officials say they're still trying to overcome vaccine hesitation, especially in some minority communities. Governor Pete Ricketts says state officials have ramped up their outreach efforts to residents, including Hispanics, who are now catching the virus and getting hospitalized at proportionally higher rates than the state's general population. Josie Rodriguez, a state administrator who works to promote the vaccine to minority groups, says officials are working to overcome vaccine hesitancy among many of those populations. A health insurance lobbyist and former state official has been chosen as the next director of the Nebraska Department of Insurance. Governor Pete Ricketts announced Friday that he's appointed Eric Dunning of Omaha to lead the state agency. He's been the director of government affairs for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska since 2013. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair at Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135, Mound Ridge.
News. Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cape News, always on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard from the Public Works Administrator that he's had a lot of calls regarding a free day at the transfer station. The free day was not conducted last year due to COVID-19 shutdowns. A free day at the Marshall County Transfer Station has been set for Saturday, May 1st. Hours to be determined at a later date. The landfill is now open the first Saturday each month. Sheriff Ackerman presented a resolution to preserve and defend the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. This was approved unanimously. The Irish Creek Wind Farm cabling route and haul route maps were presented. The decommissioning statement is to come. Cabling route and the haul route maps will be posted in the courthouse and a set of maps taken to the Frankfort City Hall and will also be posted on the Marshall County website. The board will vote on the routes and decommissioning statement at their regular meeting April 12th. Any concerns with the route should be addressed via email to the county clerk, special counsel, or any of the commissioners. There were a few questions posted via Facebook Live. These were answered. There were again concerns about the complaint process throughout the construction of the wind farm. Patrons were directed that all the complaint procedures are listed in the previously signed agreements available on the county website.
There were some concerns regarding widening corners along the haul route. NextEra has to adhere to the right-of-way restrictions. If that's not followed, there will be complaints filed. Louis Holly of Herkimer addressed the board regarding a house in Herkimer that's a safety hazard. He was inquiring how to get it condemned. The county councilor stated since Marshall County is not zoned, the county board has no authority to condemn a property. It was recommended he and other landowners seek legal counsel to see what their options might be. The board had some discussion regarding the proposed new jail. Their goal is to fund the project without raising taxes. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week heard that the van grant has been accepted through the North Central Regional Planning Commission. The board approved a resolution supporting the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The board heard from representatives of a county economic development group who suggested enhancing the neighborhood revitalization program, indicating that if the program were extended to 10 years from the current 5 years, the group may be willing to help with the program. No final decisions were made, and the earliest that a change could take effect would be January 2022. Nemahal County Commissioners last week heard from the Department of Transportation about the proposed bridge construction to be done along Highway 187 during the summer of 2022. Some residents in the area will need to use a county route to get to their property during construction, with 120th Road likely to be used by locals as a detour. Any improvements to 120th Road would probably need to be made this summer in preparation for the 2022 project. KDOT indicated the state may help to pay for any improvements necessary to 120th Road. Commissioners voted to initiate the next tax sale for the county and also approved a resolution that would extend the moratorium in Nemahal County for a period of 6 months from the end of March. They would also change the moratorium to include any large project that would impact the county. Commissioners spoke with the county attorney about moving from a county township road unit system to a county road unit system. Commissioners reviewed proposed year-end fund transfers and voted to approve $250,000 from the Road and Bridge Fund to the Special Machinery Fund and transferring other remaining balances from a number of funds to capital outlay. These include $33,000 from emergency preparedness, $6,000 from diversion, $450,000 from the general fund, $45,000 law enforcement, $20,000 noxious weed, and $78,000 from transportation for aging. Again, all of those transferred to the capital outlay fund. Marshall County Public Works advising 12th Terrace north of Oquito is closed to traffic due to a bridge replacement project. This is on 12th Terrace north of Bison Road north of Oquito. The project will take approximately 6 weeks. Eva M. Helms, age 93 of Lynn, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Eva Helms.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have this low pressure system moving across the upper parts of the Midwest that brought some showers and thunderstorms, with a stationary front extending across the central parts of the United States. That's going to bring a little bit of some scattered rain, showers, thunderstorms for today. We have another low pressure system that will move across the central upper parts of the Midwest pretty slowly through the week, bringing on again, off again, rain, showers, and thunderstorms. We saw some warm temperatures, some areas record breaking yesterday. Some areas will still see warm temperatures for today, then a cool down as we head into tomorrow through the end of the week. So across the area, wind advisory, otherwise cloudy skies, scattered rain showers, upper 70s, wind gust at 40. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms, upper 40s with wind gust at 35. For tomorrow, we'll continue with scattered rain showers, cloudy skies, mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early April, 64, record high on this date, 91. The average low, 38. The record low was 17. Sunset this evening, 7:55. Sunrise in the morning at 7:03.
Head to the vending machine on your lunch break because it's National Twinkie Day on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 6th, the 96th day of the year. Star Wars franchise actor Billy Dee Williams has a birthday, and on this day in 1930, Twinkies were invented in Illinois by a bakery manager named James Dewar. The soft, fluffy treat was named after a billboard for Twinkie Toe shoes and was originally filled with banana cream. However, during World War II, bananas were rationed, so they were substituted with vanilla. Believe it or not, Twinkies contain 68% air. Although it may not feel like that after you've eaten a few, they're baked for about 12 minutes each, after which they are injected with cream and then flipped over. So enjoy National Twinkie Day. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about good food and today in history online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Tuesday. Danny Duffy's days of being bullied by the Indians are over. He's hitting back. Duffy, who went more than 2 years without a win over Cleveland, pitched six innings of two-hit ball to beat a longtime nemesis, and Whit Merrifield drove in all of Kansas City's runs with a homer and a sacrifice fly, leading the Royals over the Indians 3-0 yesterday. Merrifield is the first Royals player to homer three times in the first four games, and his nine RBIs in the first four are a club record. Royals are off today and tomorrow. They'll meet up with the Chicago White Sox on Thursday. 3:10 is first pitch. KU Athletics announced yesterday that it has hired Travis Goff as its next director of athletics. Goff currently serves as the deputy director of athletics and assistant vice president at Northwestern University. He replaces Jeff Long. The school says Goff will start immediately. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus. Stock K9968. Accelerator credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applied to the loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/30/21.
Gonzaga's bid for a perfect season is over. Baylor knew it would need to play near-perfect ball to end Gonzaga's flawless season, and the Bears just about did it. Jared Butler and their dynamic backcourt hit their first 5 three-pointers and never cooled off. Undersized big man Mark Vital delivered as many headaches as bruises. Their bench was superb, their rebounding exceptional, their game plan impeccable, and the coaching of Scott Drew spot on in the crowning moment of his long building job in Waco, Texas. The result was a stunning 86-70 rout of the overall number one seed for the first men's basketball title in school history. Major League Baseball expected to announce that Denver will host this year's All-Star Game on July 13th. Law enforcement sources confirmed to Nexstar's Denver station KDVR that they will be working the game. The Associated Press also has sources reporting the move. I'm Rick Everett with a look at your Tuesday sports here on the Mid-America Network.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable, see your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union. Tension Envelope is ingenuity at work. Headquartered in Kansas City with a manufacturing plant in Marysville, Tension manufactures billions of envelopes every year and works with some of the biggest names in the business. They're a leading national manufacturer and marketer of custom envelope products. Committed to quality, innovation, and excellence, Tension has been providing solutions for their customers for generations. For career and other opportunities, learn more on their website, tensionenvelope.com.
When considering fragrance in the garden, roses, peonies, and phlox are some of the first plants that come to mind. Don't limit yourself. Look for flowering trees, shrubs, and vines that can liven up the landscape with their fragrance. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Crab apples are common landscape plants that are valued for their flowers and fruit. But stop and smell the fragrant flowers of sugar thyme. You'll also enjoy its white flowers, persistent red fruit, and disease resistance. Daphnes are prized for their floral scent. Carol Mackey has evergreen leaves with a creamy margin and fragrant pink flowers in spring. Clematis montana is a late spring bloomer with fragrant dog-like flowers that smell a bit like vanilla. Finish the season with sweet autumn clematis. The low-growing sweet box shrub has small off-white flowers. Though the flowers aren't showy, their fragrance can't be missed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It was one of the most important forts of the late 1700s, and interestingly, it changed hands twice without a shot being fired. But it also possessed something dearly needed by George Washington's army. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. In the mid and late 1700s, this was one of the most strategic forts to be found in North America. As Lisa Simpson says, today it is known as Fort Ticonderoga. For the French, who originally built the fort, it was their southernmost outpost, a place that controlled traffic between Lake Champlain and the Hudson River Valley. In 1758, the British rousted out the French. But after that event, this fort found little to do.
This was a sleepy outpost. Once the French and Indian War was settled, there were probably about 30 men here with their wives and children. They were actually pensioners. A lot of them were handicapped from the war, and this was just a way to end their careers.
But they were wrong. As tensions rose in the 1770s, news of gunfire near Boston brought patriots to life near Ticonderoga.
Ethan Allen and Benedict Arnold were in the formation of the American Army, and they knew that the Battle of Lexington and Concord had taken place. They also knew that British troops were sieging Boston, and the only way to get those people out of Boston was to find cannon.
And Fort Ticonderoga had several cannons that could be used in the Revolution. Allen and Arnold made plans for a surprise attack to get those weapons.
This fort was captured by the Americans on May 10th in 1775 by Ethan Allen, the Green Mountain Boys, and ironically, Benedict Arnold, who we now know as a traitor, but at that point, he was a great hero.
Once they had the cannons from Fort Ticonderoga, though, they had to wait several months before moving them to a place where they could be of more use.
In the winter, they were able to move the cannon overland. They needed to have the ground frozen, otherwise they never would have made it. It was a very excruciating winter march over the mountains all the way to Boston.
Probably the most interesting chapter in this story, though, is Ethan Allen himself. That story next time as we travel the countryside. Fort Ticonderoga, New York. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a real estate and household auction for the Darrell and Marjorie Cudney estate Saturday, April 10th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. west of Marysville at 1183 Highway 77. Selling a 2013 Cub Cadet 23-horse, 48-inch riding mower, 1949 Ford 8-inch tractor, several tables with chairs. Collectibles include an oak buffet, china cabinet, steamer trunk, 5-gallon Red Wing crock, painted 5-foot cabinet, decorative plates, glassware and miscellaneous, a small chest freezer, 2- and 4-drawer file cabinets, long-handled tools, a leaf blower, and miscellaneous. Real estate selling at noon is a ranch-style one-bedroom, 1 1/2 bath home with attached 2-car garage, full basement, 3 other outbuildings that sits on approximately 8 acres of a private wooded area along Highway 77 just west of Marysville. For inspection or details, contact Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. This real estate and household auction for Darrell and Marjorie Cudney Estate Saturday begins at 10 a.m. at 1183 Highway 77. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Many birdhouses will become nesting boxes before long. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Have you cleaned yours out? Some birds like a clean home. Others don't care, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
I have a couple of birdhouses in my yard that have families nesting in them every year. I try to remember to clean them out in early spring before nesting season begins, or late fall after I'm sure the birds are done using it. I've discovered some of them keep very messy homes. Robin Bailey is the project leader of Nest Watch within the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. She says many birds will clean out their own nest boxes, but some don't, so it's up to us to be their helpful maid.
Just so that that box doesn't fill up and eventually become unusable to those specific birds. Now, some birds will clean out a box on their own, using their bills to just remove material through the entrance hole. But bluebirds and chickadees and a lot of our favorite birds won't do that. So the reason we're cleaning it out is to kind of help them out and keep that box being useful for the 10 or 15 years that you should get out of it.
Bailey says there is research that shows leaving the nest in there is a visual cue to the birds that another bird has been there successfully. Leaving it there for a year is okay, but eventually you'll need to clean the birdhouse so it doesn't fill up with debris.
Scraping out the nest box is the first step you want to do. There should be some leftover nest material, perhaps an unhatched egg. Those are things you want to scrape out first. And then using soapy water, you can clean out a nest that's been soiled by the youngsters that were in there this previous breeding season. If you've had something else in there, like mice, that can really have a real odor that sticks to the nest box. So I might use something stronger, like one part bleach to 10 parts water.
Scrub it out with a toothbrush and the cleaning solution. Then rinse it well and leave it open in the sun so it dries completely. Learn more about cleaning birdhouses at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. Oh, that old cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So boasting grace.
I remember the first time someone suggested I use a bonus at work for something other than paying off my mortgage. I was shocked at first, but when I looked into it a little further, I realized it could make some sense. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Having low interest debt doesn't have to be a bad thing. It can actually lead to you managing your money for a potential greater return in other areas so you can accomplish your long-term goals, like purchasing a home or pursuing financial education. Because debt can be a slippery slope, understanding the difference between good and bad debt is really important. A financial professional can help you take a look at your financial picture so you can think about how you want to wisely approach debt. The key here is to have discipline and only take out a certain amount of debt based on your income ratio and your interest rates. This will ensure you're living within your means and you're not hampering your financial future.
A lot of us have changed our food buying habits since the start of the pandemic. More today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't sacrifice precise seed placement for speed this planting season. Get Ag Leader's Sure Speed planting system with SureForce hydraulic downforce. Not feeling the need for speed? Ag Leader also has a range of planting technology that's sure to meet the individual needs of your operation. Level up your planting this year. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Ag Leader, technology that works for you. The pandemic has altered everything, it seems, including how we buy food. Leslie Sarazen, president and CEO of FMI, the Food Industry Association, says online shopping for groceries has surged.
A lot of the habits that we've developed during the pandemic are not ones that we will give up easily afterward. You know, I happen to be one of those people who always said, you know, nobody's going to pick out my tomatoes but me. And lo and behold, I had somebody else pick them out, and you know what? They did a pretty darn good job.
Sarazen says online grocery shopping may be one of those new habits people will stick with.
As we have gone through the pandemic and we've had good experiences with online shopping, the convenience factor alone is so important for so many of us today that I think we will continue to use online shopping.
Sarazen says FMI did some research during the pandemic.
And one of the things that we've learned at FMI through that research is how much more focused consumers are now that they're at home more, cooking at home more, spending most of their food dollar in grocery settings, how focused they've become on using up products before they deteriorate.
And we'll explore that further in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the USDA began the crop progress report for the 2021 growing season yesterday, Monday, April the 5th. No real surprises. Corn planting just getting underway. Texas, 55% planted, but none of the other states are really active with corn planting. Kansas has 2% of its corn planted as of Monday. Cotton planting just getting underway as well. Arizona has 27% of its cotton planted. Texas is at 10% as of Monday, April 5th. Texas has 46% of its sorghum planted, while none of the other states have started yet. And the winter wheat crop has not yet started to head in any place except Texas. 25% of the winter wheat crop has headed in Texas, 3% in Arkansas, 1% in California, and 2% in Illinois. information from USDA's first crop progress report from 2021. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection. Order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com and by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online at kscorn.com. We are beginning to warm significantly. Western Kansas checks in at 58 to 61 degrees, pretty much all the way across, a shade cooler in the far northwest. South Central Kansas, 58 to 61 degrees at a 2-inch depth, and North Central Kansas is warming as well, 57 to 59 degrees. In Oklahoma, the panhandle still trailing a little bit. The panhandle, the two western counties in the panhandle, 55 to 57 degrees, but most of the rest of the state is warmed up significantly. Most all the rest of Oklahoma very between 58 and 63 degrees, so things have warmed up in the Sooner State as far as soil temperatures are concerned. Ag News, Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any make or model, all in one location? Head to Rusty Export.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty Export. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty Export. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty Export. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty Ag Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-port inspection. Rusty Ag Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty Ag Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEgFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The nation's transportation system, vital to U.S. farmers, but some say it needs a whole lot of work. Gary Crawford with more.
President Biden's infrastructure plan has as its heart a program to repair, replace, upgrade the country's roads, bridges, ports, airports, and waterways.
It makes it easier and more efficient to move goods and to make us more competitive around the world.
This transportation investment, critically important.
Especially for the nation's farm and food industries, this from Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, he told us.
The advantage we have in markets around the world for our agricultural products, in part, is a result of the fact that we can get our crops to market more quickly and more efficiently and less expensively because we have a better transportation system.
But he says if we don't invest in that system soon,
if we don't modernize our ports, if we don't repair our locks and dams, if we don't improve our highways, we will lose that advantage. And once it's lost, it's very difficult to get back.
And meanwhile,
we're seeing other countries investing very significant sums in improving their transportation systems.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And a federal court has invalidated a Trump-era rule that allowed hog slaughter plants to run without line speed limits. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union filed a lawsuit against USDA, challenging a 2019 rule that allowed faster slaughter speeds. The union said the lawsuit that the change made working conditions unsafe for line employees. The ruling from a Minnesota federal judge won't be received well, though, by the U.S. pork industry, which is trying to rebuild supplies of meat after the COVID-19 closed slaughterhouses last year. Workers at Seaboard, the second largest pig producer in the country, said the faster line speeds increased worker injuries at the plants. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Farmers are eating more plant proteins, and much of that comes from peas. Farmers looking for cash crop options are responding on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
We know that when the sun rises and everybody else is still asleep, you're on your tractor. We know your job is hard and challenging, but rewarding. What keeps you going season after season? What drives you?
My BKT Agrimax V-Flecto tires, because I don't stop when I'm tired. I quit only when I'm done.
Reduce soil compaction and operating costs. Higher load capacity. BKT Agrimax V-Flecto, your best ally for efficient soil tillage and reduced operating costs. BKT, a long way together. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Growth in consumer awareness of plant proteins, including pea protein. Dry peas, also known as field peas, are marketed for both animal feed and human consumption. You'll find pea protein in everything from cereal to protein bars to health drinks, and the demand is profitable for the farmers that grow field peas. North Dakota is the number one field pea producer in the United States thanks to its climate. These legumes are an arid crop and like dry weather, although they will grow in many soil types, except those with high salt concentrations. Greg Endres is an extension agronomist at North Dakota State University. He says while protein is the main reason for growing them, there isn't much difference in the protein content between varieties. It ranges from 23 to 26%.
Yes, there's opportunity to pick those that have a little bit higher protein, but it's not a tool where it can bump our protein, say, from the average of 25% to 28% or 30%. And so at this point, we're saying that do your best in selecting a variety that has higher protein, and then just make sure the plant nutrition is taken care of.
He says it's not wise to plant a pea crop first and then figure out how to market it.
Sometimes markets dictate a certain type of field pea variety just based on seed color or based on even the roundness of the seed. So there's a fair number of specs that are involved for a person to meet the markets that are out there.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about commercial field pea production at agriculture.com.
Find your next herd sire at Herbster Angus Farms. Join them Monday, April 12th for the 10th annual Top Cut Herbster Angus Farms Bull and Female Sale at Marysville Livestock Auction. Herbster Angus Farms bulls have been vetted for performance, structural soundness, carcass quality, and their ability to improve your next generation, both in the pasture and on the rail. Visit herbsterangusfarms.com for more information. And join them Monday, April 12th. Sale begins at 1 at Marysville Livestock.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we've seen some erosion with corn. Kansas City wheat has been down all day long. Soybeans have eroded some as well, but still in positive territory. May beans up 6 at 14.18 and 3 quarters. July beans up 6 at 14.11 and a half. Soybean meal is up. May is up 50 cents at 406.80. July's up 80 cents at 408.90. Soybean oil had been strong. Still doing well. May bean oil up 100 points at 53.81. July's up 76 at 51.93. Now we've got some issues with corn and Kansas City wheat. The front months on corn bouncing around a little bit right now. May corn is up a half a cent at 5.53 3/4. July is up 3/4 cent at 5.40. The back months are all down. Kansas City wheat is struggling. May is down 8 3/4 at 5.54 1/4. July is down 8 1/4 at 5.61 1/2. Chicago and Minneapolis wheat had been stronger, but Chicago wheat has given up the ghost as well. So we're seeing some issues as we roll through the middle part of the day here on Tuesday. April live cattle up 122 at 122.60. June up 45 at 124.87. Feeder cattle are mixed. April feeders up a couple of pennies at 146.47, but May down 15 at 151.62. But then after that, everything else is good. Hogs are down. The front months are down. April down 60 at 101.80. May down 7 cents at 102.47. Then after that, the back months get better. But seeing some issues now in our ag futures markets. Crude oil is doing well. May crude is up 85 cents at 59.50. June is up 84 cents at 59.52. And gold is on a rally. April gold up $14.30 at 1741.30 an ounce. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Keeping soil healthy is important to your crop. When you're ready to till the ground, Abilene Machine has the parts you need to get it done. They stock a full line of tillage parts, including coulter blades, soil saver mold boards and blades, chisel plow points, field cultivator sweeps, and much more. And as always, Abilene Machine's parts are manufactured to exact standards, and you'll be receiving the highest quality parts available. Order online at AbileneMachine.com or call 800-255-0337.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at Mid-America Ag Network.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
KNDY.
This day is good. I'm feeling empty like you knew I would. I should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, I hope this day is good.
Disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through 7 decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KMDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.